Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight. This is Friday night, the $1 trillion flow night. And everybody should get ready for the $1 trillion flow night. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow night. And we're going to the next level. Thank God for you and you. Every telephone call, every letter, every expression of love tonight, we want to thank you for coming to our queue. This is Friday night and getting ready for the 4th of July. I'm shooting firecrackers and going on. But I want to tell you, Jubilee for our brothers that need to get out. I want to thank you, Bright Star, for your prayer. I had so many people call in, say you really prayed. And they want to thank you for the prayers, for the anointing that was on your life at that particular time. And I want to thank every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. We're praying for the victims that have been caught up in this violence shooting going on. We're praying for that will pass, because we know that's just for a moment. We're so glad that Bill Cosby got out of jail. Well, he didn't supposed to be in there, no way, but because of racism and white supremacy, he went to jail. But he come out of jail. A lot of people don't want him out of jail, be out. Okay? So God still working miracles, and God still open up doors. You might not want him to open up, but he opened them up. I want to thank you that called in, those that are really listening to Bright Star prayers. This is a really enjoyable class. And I had two people call me from Philadelphia, call me from Mississippi, Arkansas, call me and say, who was that? I said, that was Bright Star. And she just got her doctor's degree. And really, she's a doctor now, but man put towel on me, but God just blessed you because you walk in the anointing of God. And we're praying tonight for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. We're praying for the night. And we're still praying for the people down in Florida that lost so much. And those that are still looking for their loved ones. And they ain't heard from their loved ones yet, but we're praying that God will open up a door and do something where their loved ones will come. God is able. God has never lost a case. If God said it, I believe it. If God said it, it'll be all right. And God will open up that special door tonight for you that's going through something. And some of you said, Bishop, we've been going through, but I want to tell you to hang on in there. Don't give up, because your breakthrough is a moment away. What God got for you is about a moment away. You get ready for God to bless you. Get ready for God to open up the door for you, because he's going to open up a special door for you when you get ready, and God will do it quick, fast, and you can say in a hurry. We wanted to do it in a hurry. Dr. P. Prophet John, you say everything, Bishop, is in divine order. I'm going to tell you tonight, everything is in divine order. And if you work, you know, some of you barbecuing, getting ready, barbecuing, some of you traveling, but everything is in divine order tonight. And we can continue to stay in prayer and in divine order. Things get out of order, but God keeps us in order. So we're going to stay in the will of God. I want to thank every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. God is still in the business of blessing. God's still in the business of releasing things for you. Somebody say, I'm tired, but he said, I will give you rest. And some of you tonight need rest at this 9 o'clock hour. So much going on, but God is still in control. Let me say that again. There's a lot going on, but God is still in control. You know, and you know, lots going on, and lots of people say, there's so much going on, but I want to tell you tonight, God is still 100. He's still in control. When you get through hollering about what's going on, God is in control. And once you realize that he in control, you will get yourself in order. And once you get yourself in order, God gonna do what he need to do to help you in your business, in your plan, what you're trying to do. God gonna help you get to the next level. He gonna help you open up some doors. And sometimes the doors be closed in your face, but you have to just wait on God to do something special for you, and he can do it quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, he's in a hurry. God can do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Well, can't nobody else do it. God can do it. So I just want you to let go and trust God for all your ways. When you trust him, he gonna make it work. You done tried everything, try him. If you feel like you can't make it, try the divine will of God. He's going to make it work for you every time. And as it works, every door closed will open up. And he'll do just what he said he'll do. He will deliver you. And he'll open that door up for you. And sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we feel like we can't make it. But I want to tell you tonight, everything is in divine order. The $1 trillion flow. What I'm talking about. Whatever you need tonight, God will give it to you. Because the singer said, God is my everything. And tonight, you know, you seem like that. Bishop, I don't know, can I make it? You can make it. Because God put you in for a purpose. God didn't put you here to fail. He put you to be victorious. And I want you to know that. He wants you to be victorious. Whatever you're doing, he wants you to be victorious in it. And he don't want you to fail. He wants you to be victorious. And you tell somebody that God have already set me up to be successful. God has already fixed my, I don't say your way is already made. You just have to accept what God do for you. And God going to do it quick, fast, and somebody said in a hurry. Because God ain't stopping. God is keep moving you to the next level. But what you got to do, accept the next level that God put you in, and accept what God wants you to do. Yeah, God got a special work for you to do, and you have to do it. We're praying tonight for those that are lost, those that are sick, those that just feel like they can't make it. And I want to tell you, I come to motivate you tonight to tell you whatever you need, God got. What you need, he's going to give it to you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when God give it to you, can't nobody take it away from you, because it's given to you by God. So if God give it to you, you got to accept it, because it's the divine gift of God. God always, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, God always touched the prophets. God always have a ram in the bush for you. I just want you to receive what God got for you and know God's going to do it quick, fast. Not when somebody said, Bishop, he's doing it in a hurry for me. And God's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry for you. Well, ain't nobody can take what God got for you, because what God got for you is strictly for you. Glory, hallelujah. And if God say his for you, can nobody get it but you. Do you hear what I'm saying? So what you're going through tonight, God has already made preparation for things to work in your behalf. God has already put things in divine order for you, for them to fall in place for you. So I want to tell you tonight, whatever you're going through, look at somebody and say, God is my everything. Whatever I need, God got it. Whatever I want, God got it. When you begin to understand that, you begin to go to the next level. I was telling a young lady today, she called me, and she said, Bishop, I don't know what's happening. I said, you know, she said, I've been so depressed. I said, well, you've been depressed. I see so many things. Don't worry about the things of the world. You worry about the things that God promised you. If God promised to you, he's going to give them to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. If God promised to you, can't nobody take it, because God promised it to you. Now, if God promised to you, it belongs to you. You have to accept what God said belongs to you. And everything that you can ask for, God have already made preparation for you to get it. And if God made preparation for you to get it, you have to hold on to it and let God have his way. When he have his way, he gonna break the back of the devil. The 37th number, Psalms, are putting up that seven you will do as they soon be cut down. Psalms 100 number of Psalms. I'm talking to somebody on this Friday night that feel like they can't make it. But I want to tell you, your miracle is a moment away, and your blessing is a moment away. The widow woman had one whole cake. She said, I'm going to eat this, and me and my son are going to die. The prophet and his angels came and said, no, give it to me. By her being obedient and ceded that to the prophet, she fed the whole neighborhood. Everybody needed a little oil. She had it. Everybody needed a little meal. She had it. But I want to say to you tonight, what you plan to do. You lost a loved one. Get over it. Because God said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your paths. And I want to say this to you tonight. He said, if I and I be lifted up from there, if I draw, all means unto me. Maybe you're waiting on God, and you should do like the woman had issue. Bro, she didn't wait. She went and found Jesus. She went and found him and touched him, and she got healed because she had an issue of blood. And tonight, on this Friday night, a lot of you got issues. You want to deal with the issue. The young lady was going to Tokyo, and they found out she had drugs in her system. And I don't think she's going now. But that was an issue. She said somebody died and she was depressed. I want to tell you tonight, drugs, alcohol, all that ain't going to do it. Nothing but the word of God, and you stand on the truth. When you stand on the word of God, you're going to get just what you ask for. You're going to get it. So all you got to do, stand on the word of God and stand with it and don't quit it. And when you stand with it, it's going to work for you. So I mean, looking for somebody else to do something for you. God have already made provision for you. God has already gave you the power to master all that is evil. God has already did that for you. So you ain't got to worry about that. God said that's gonna be all right. See, so when you are let go and let God, everything gonna work out for you. So the devil cannot block you from what God got for you. And God got the best of everything for you. Not some things, everything. So when God give you what you need, and when you walk in the anointing of God, all bets of all, because God has already directed what he wants you to do. And you have to walk in that anointing. You have to walk in that anointing for God to do something for you. So you have to walk in that anointing and know that anointing is for you. So you have to walk in that. So God got this special for me. If God got it special for you, ain't nobody can take it away from you, because God got it just for you. And if God got it for you, can't nobody have it but you. And really, you can have it. God gave it to you. He didn't give it to nobody else but you. And he gave it to you for you to master it. And if God gave it to you, he's going to open up every door that's been closed. Hello? And when he opens every door be closed, everything going to be all right. Because God already said that whatever you need, he's going to give you what you need. He's going to give it to you quick, fast. He ain't going to give it to you in a hurry. So you ain't got to worry about what nobody said, because God got you covered. And God going to give you a speedy relief. Somebody says speedy relief. If he said it, I believe it. And it's going to happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because he said so. If he said so, we know it's going to happen, because God has already set the plans up for us to be all right. This is Friday night, and we're getting ready to go into the 4th of July. Sunday is the 4th of July. Firecrackers busting and shooting. But you have to understand the real thing that God got for you. The noise you hear, firecrackers shooting all over, everything, that's what's happening. But I want to let you know God is in divine order, and God making things work for you. So get ready.
Thank you.
My everything, that Chicago, Mascot said he's my everything. We're going to play it back a little later on, but I had so many people call it White Star Prayers, so they really enjoyed what she was saying, and she was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, what she was saying, and it was good.
That man we pick and feed him. Let the angel Michael Raphael go forth all over the world. Bring truth. Bring love. Bring joy. Freedom. 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 Let him heal right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I feel the great anointing. I feel you in a special place at a special time. I feel this is your season. This is your time to say glory, hallelujah. This is your time to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Free, free. I'm speaking to somebody. I'm speaking freedom to your spirit. I'm speaking freedom to your mind. I'm speaking freedom right now. Freedom. I heard him say, let my people go right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I thank God for you and you. This is 2021, 2022, 2023, 24, 25. God going to take the valley and lift it up. He's going to take the mountain and make low. The crooked places, he's going to make straight. Nobody but God. God knows. God is building a mighty army. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Touch, heal, and deliver right now. Somebody in the need of prayer. Somebody in the need of a suffering. Some alcoholic, some drug addict. Some them that are all caught up. But I plead tonight, this evening, this morning, the blood of the ancestors. The blood of Jesus. The blood will set us free. The blood, glory, hallelujah, right now. I move that cancer. I move that cataract. I move that condition in your eye, that cataract, that tumor, that high blood, that low, that sugar, that cancer, that brain cancer, that kidney cancer. I'm going to your colon. Colon, I'm speaking to you. Clean up. Heart, I'm speaking to you. I'm calling a new heart from the spirit realm. I'm calling new eyes from the spirit realm. I'm calling a new lung from the spirit realm. I'm calling a new man from the spirit realm, a new woman from the spirit realm. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Wherever they might be, whatever they're going through, God's going to free you from jail. He's going to free you from this prison. Free! We call on the angel of freedom. We call on the angel of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We call on the angel that come and bless right now. Father God, we thank you. We thank you right now this hour. Stop crying. Say thank you. Stop looking down. Look up. God. God, right now I want you to give the word of prayer right now. I just feel God got a word for you to say, give the word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 I'm speaking to somebody. God is going to heal. Thank you for that prayer. When you were praying, Native American come and stood around, a group of Native Americans stood around you and looked their hand and pointed at the sun, pointed at the moon. Glory, hallelujah. I want to speak healing to you right now. I want to speak deliverance to you. I want you to know all is well. All is well. All is in the divine order of God. Everything going to be all right. I know you can't see it, but I claim your healing. I claim your breakthrough. I claim your financial breakthrough right now. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The freedom of my men. Freedom of their heart. Freedom in the name of Jesus. There's no other name that man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. If I and I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. Somebody help me lift the name up. And the name is Jesus. The name is hallelujah. The name is God right now. I got a revelation. God is filling somebody's heart. God opened up a financial door. The money been blocked. You see, I opened up. I got revelation knowledge that it's a lady. Got blood cancer. It was canceled out. I canceled out that heart attack. I canceled out that stroke. I canceled out that worry. I put that evil devil back in his pit in the name of the Father, the Son. Glory, Holy Ghost. One more time. One more time. One more time. Three of us. Our ancestors have gone on. I shade in. We don't know their name, but we experience their hardship. We experience their hate. We experience their pain. The healing is about to take place. In the name of Jesus. The mighty name of God. Thank you. It's a change. It's the earth is being healed. Mother Nature is being healed from the hurt, from the wall, from the murder, from the burial, from taking the blood, the oil off the ground, taking the resources. The sun, the moon is healing the earth. That's amen.
they're going to let some more go.
Yeah.
Justice,
yeah.
Freedom, equality is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You ain't got to apologize for freedom.
Yeah.
You ain't got to apologize for being right. They said, thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on my journey. I'm on my journey. And I want you to get busy because God is going to show you the thing. UFO being seen, I prophesied 2 years ago. People going to see UFO. It's coming out.
Oh, yeah. The truth
is coming out.
They can't stop
the truth. When the water breaks, the baby got to be born. And the water had broke, so truth got to be born. The water had broke. The truth all over the world got to be told. Oh, glory. I love my heart. I see God just touch somebody in their back. God just heal somebody around their knees. Somebody, God just put some energy back in somebody's heart. And oh, glory, hallelujah, God, we thank you for the healing power right now.
Yes, right now.
He's a right now God. Glory,
hallelujah.
Gave birth to justice. 100 years,
yes,
they covered up Tulsa.
Yes.
200 years, they covered up Natchez, Mississippi.
Oh.
They covered up Juneteenth. But God, 150 years of God, gave birth to truth,
yeah.
Gave birth to justice, gave birth to love.
Yeah.
Devil know his ways on it? Yeah. All that he stole,
yeah.
I decree it back from our ancestors. All that he stole,
yeah.
I demand,
yeah.
By the power of the saint and the soldier, give back,
yeah.
What you stole from me.
Yeah.
Give back what your old ancestors. I say. God is doing it.
Yeah.
God is a great God. I feel a great anointing over my shirt. I feel that if you just wait, yes, I want to tell the story. When Abraham came, I got to tell this. The angel came. Abraham told his wife, go fix a whole cake. Kill a calf. Let me go get some milk. And the angel, the host of the angel came, he fed them.
Yeah.
When they got full, they sat at the table. Said, Abraham, we're going to bless your seed. We're going to renew your dead seed.
Yeah.
And said, Sarah, we're going to give birth to your womb. A new life. The Spirit just said, new life. God is giving you a new life. So you're going to have a son. And she laughed in the tent.
Yes.
Ain't nothing tonight too hard for God. That cancer, that cancer. God is a healer right now. Somebody be in here. God is a right now God. He healing situations. Business deal being open.
Yes. Yes.
Them that fallen and some rising. Those are good God Almighty. Lord,
hallelujah.
I just got to run this note. God said some going to fall and some going to rise. The truth,
yeah.
I see the word being birthed, truth. I see another baby coming out called freedom.
Freedom.
He's been locked up, but he's out. Freedom. East, west, freedom.
Freedom.
Giving birth to freedom and truth.
Yes,
hallelujah. You can't lie to God. It's a divine law.
Yes.
Man law won't hold up. Man law got a lot of holdings. But
yes.
God's law is a divine law.
Yes.
God's law measures the wind, the water.
Yes. Yes.
God judges the tornado.
Oh.
Of the earthquake and the storm. Is God,
God.
Is God, God justice? When God called justice, the angels come. When God called things to clear up, floods come. When God called things to be moved, the tornadoes come. The earthquake comes to move the earth around. To clean the house up. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the hallelujah. I'm just getting the word that God is healing somebody right now. I'm just getting the word that somebody was down, want to be suicide, ain't got nowhere to stay, and they just die on the look. But I want to say all is well. The rain is washing it clean. All over the world, God is speaking. I hope you can read the handwriting on the wall. When you got the spirit of Daniel in you, you can look on the wall and see justice, freedom, equality, and love. Justice at all costs. Thank you, kind spirit. I just feel that God has already touched some.
Thank you, sir. But they can't retry him, can it?
No, he's done already.
He's out for good?
Yeah, out for good because they lied.
Well, then that's it. That's it.
But I want to say this to him. Every black school turned it back on him. He gave them money.
They
took the degree, but they didn't get the money back. Black on black, still fighting each other. When they should have put their arms around him and pushed him. He represented the black family. He was on TV for a long time. And it molded black folks. It made black folks go to college. It made black folks want to be something. And they turned the back on him. And that's what happened.
Yeah, well, they were all in on
it. Yeah, it was Me Too movement. They were paid to come to court. They were paid to lie. And the DA told him, we're not going to. He was honest with him. Back in the day, everybody smoked and got high. It was the hippie time. And he said, well, we ain't going to put that in. We ain't gonna. By the time he turned his back, he put in R. Kelly. We didn't want R. Kelly out. They done stole R. Kelly catalog. They done stole all his records. Everything. So they want him to go to prison. See? Some of the brothers that's in prison now, the judge is dead, the state's attorney is dead, and the police that lied on him is dead. So they just laying in prison. But I've been praying for him to get out. I've been praying for the young brothers to get out. I've been praying for some of the Bloods and the Crips in California to get out. Black Panthers up in Oakland went to jail because they called police a pig. They chopped up charges. The vice laws on the west side. The vice lord and the Black Storm Rangers and the disciple was the only one God is Dr. King when he came to town. Nobody else would bodyguard. So those brothers that stood with Dr. King, they in prison. The leadership is in prison. That was so much killing going on. It's no leadership. But that's where they want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the truth won't come out.
They got whole towns built around a prison.
Yeah.
They close the prisons and
that go
to the economy of that entire town.
That's right. You just said it again. They got everything built around the prison, the town. Like in Sedona, Arizona. Like down in Stateville.
Yeah.
I was in Angola. I went down to Angola. I went to Parchment. They got a little town all around the prison. People come. They stay at the hotel. They got restaurants. It's a big business. It's a $1 trillion business keeping people in jail for nothing.
Yep.
And I think that's horrible. But we're going to keep praying and changing. It's only charges on him. And R. Kelly, they done stole his files. All his catalogs, they done stole it. And they're keeping him in jail.
Really?
Yep, I found out. Some of the stuff that's happening, we talked about was serious stuff. I just want to thank you tonight for coming, listening to what Sister Bryce Starr was saying, and listening to what some of the brothers were saying that's been happening to us, what's been going on with us for a minute. But God is still in control. And I just want you to know that okay, how much you look, God is still opening up doors for us.
relationships don't work between black people, racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. I must have my education.